So for this period of time, we're going to have a guided meditation. And the theme of the meditation is metta. That's M-E-T-T-A, which is a Pali word meaning, say, kindness or friendliness. And it's developed and cultivated as a practice that we can do together internally to develop a relational quality, like a quality of relationship to others, you know, that we share the world with. That you may notice that there are beings in the world who feel like they're your friends, and the connection with them is lovely and it opens the heart, there's a feeling of connection. And then there are beings in the world who don't feel like your friends. Yeah, it's kind of like this boundary is created. Yeah. Like, why is that? Why are there certain beings that don't feel like your friends? And it might be just you haven't gotten to know them, or you haven't tried to open your heart to them, or you haven't gotten to understand them, or you just haven't met them. Yeah. When the heart makes connection with another, with empathy, with understanding, yeah, it expands into this field of friendship, yeah, togetherness. Yeah. And so through this meditation technique, we explore what would it be like if I were a friend to the world, yeah, a friend to other beings. And so the best way of doing that is just try it on. Try it on for size. So we're going to use, we can use phrases, or we can just use radiating an energy of friendship. Yeah. We can bring different beings to mind and wish them well. Yeah. So in this practice, it's worth just making a distinction, yeah, between what we might call metta and what we might call metta practice. Yeah. So we could say, you bring a friend to mind now. Okay, it's not a friend you just had an argument with. This is a friend it's flowing well with. You have understanding, there's love and connection flowing between you. You bring them to mind, you can feel that sense of friendship. Yeah, that sense of friendship is metta, right? But at certain times, we might be, you know, really engaged in anger, disappointment, hurt, and then it's blocked. Yeah, it's blocked for us. But then we could do some practice with that. And then we're doing metta practice. So metta practice might not involve a lot of metta feeling, but the intention's there. We're planting seeds in the garden of the heart and the mind. We're watering it. We're seeing if it wants to grow. Yeah, but we're not demanding that it grows. We're inviting it to grow. Okay? So it's important to understand this practice might not be really lovely and, oh, it doesn't work, because I'm not feeling a lot of friendship to people, yeah, even to myself. And certainly not to that guy at the front who just keeps telling me, like, be kind to them. And it's like, no, I can't. But we're doing it as a practice, you know, maybe like in the same way that some people go into these closed, dark, sweaty rooms and lift weights up and down, you know, we're kind of doing our metta practice to strengthen that metta muscle so that it becomes more and more available to us. That we can expand that circle of who we feel are friends, our allies, our beneficial beings in the world with us. Yeah. So it's an exploration. This is an invitation if you want to explore that. So there are many ways of doing metta practice, but a common way that we tend to use is calling to mind the felt sense or image of a friend. Yeah, so you can see that we're going to utilize that capacity of our imagination to create connection to that being. So you can call to mind, say, we'll begin with a friend, someone who to whom it's easy to feel kindness, kind of loving connection. Call them to mind and we'll just sit with them and then kind of explore from there. And then once we have a sense of that resonance and feeling and words and phrases and energy that we can get familiar with, then maybe we can try it with, you know, someone else. Maybe it's someone, you know, we haven't noticed so much. Just call them into mind. See if we can keep that radiance, that resonance with. And then maybe over time we can even, you know, introduce someone where it feels a little bit challenging and see, wow, could it flow there? Could it be helpful here? Yeah? So we can kind of keep expanding that range. So as I said, we can use phrases, you know, verbal phrases, words, and we can also just radiate that, what we might call that kind of vibration of kindness, that vibration of friendship. And as we do that, yeah, we are expanding and changing the possibilities of what we can do, how we can be in the world. So it can be a frustrating practice as well, right? And it can be difficult and, you know, you can overdo it. So not forgetting that at any time you can just stop and come back to the breath or listening to sounds, yeah? Give yourself a breather. You don't have to keep pushing on. So remembering kindness to yourself here, particularly with opening the space at times. And I'll be offering phrases in English. Feel free to translate them into, you know, to different words, to different languages, to whatever works for you. Okay? So, as with many things, it's much easier to understand it by giving it a try. So we'll jump into this now. So really consider making yourself even a little bit more comfortable than normal. Yeah. What you feel would be the most supportive posture you could be in for this session. And as I was saying, just once you establish yourself, just take a few breaths, and then we'll invite a friendly being into the heart, into the mind. It's just in a sense of friendship, connecting with the body, connecting to the sounds here. As if they too have arisen to be met with kindness. Invite you to invite into your consciousness maybe an image of a friend into the mind's eye or maybe you can feel your heart and you can just invite them to rest in your heart. Much as possible, encouraging them to feel comfortable, at ease, within your consciousness. And just seeing how clear it feels helpful to become with this being. How clearly you can feel them, how clearly you can imagine them. And how much is right. Yeah, you can overdo it and just allowing the softness, breathing with them. Smiling with them. Maintaining contact while also softening the body. So just resting in this way is already metta practice. Yeah. So that can already be enough, but let's try something else. You may notice, you feel, it's quite natural to feel that I wish this being to be well. I want them to be healthy. May you be well. Just say that phrase and let that feeling, that wish, may you be well. What I like to do in that phrase is really add some feeling. So what do I mean, well? Maybe you can remember what it feels like to feel healthy in the body. To have strength, to have vitality. May you be well. Kind of radiate that feeling with the phrase or instead of the phrase, whatever works for you. May you be well. So maybe you're radiating this towards the image or the felt sense, or you're filling the words with that meaning. Just finding your own way, being creative. There's no fixed right way to do this. Seeing how many times you want to repeat the phrase so that there's the steadiness of the heart and mind, there's the continuity of the flavor. May you be well. Of course, wellness isn't just in the body, it's also in the mind. Maybe recall a time where you've really felt like the mind can gather or has clarity. Whatever it is for you, when the mind feels well, whether it's an imagination or a memory, just inhabiting that, resonating with that, and then letting that fill the phrase or fill the space. As we offer this friend, may you be well. In a sense, we both share in that as we radiate it across. Fill the consciousness with that wish, with that quality. May you be well. clear in the mind, healthy in the body. May you be well. Just take a pause, just relax, maybe come back to the breath. I can remember doing this practice only for the first times and just thinking, no, it's not rationally possible that everyone can be well. This isn't about what's rationally possible, it's just about what we naturally wish in friendship. Wishing the best for another. So with real gentleness, just inviting the sense of this being again. Breathing with them, listening to them, sensing them. In the mind, in the heart. You notice there's a wish for them to be safe. May you feel safe. Safe from harm. May you feel at home in the world. Maybe we can remember or resonate with a feeling of safety, of peacefulness, of harmony. Really tuning into that and radiating it if we can with the phrases and just cross around this being. May you feel safe. May you feel safe. Again, finding your own rhythm. Maybe finding your own words. If you can, accessing that felt sense of the quality that you wish to share. Letting it also touch you as you radiate it across. feeling safe. At home in the world. Free from worry. On the next out breath, just releasing any tension, if any's built up, softening. On the next in breath, bringing in kindness for yourself. Once again, just connecting with this being that you feel a connection with, bringing them into the heart space. Share another phrase, another quality of friendship. How we wish for them to be happy in this life, in this moment. Maybe it's the quiet happiness of not wanting anything else, a satisfaction, a contentment. May you be happy. Maybe we can remember what it feels like not to be demanding for anything else. Ah, this is enough. Gentle smile. This is enough. May you be happy. Or maybe there's also that quality of joy where there's kind of a bubbliness inside, kind of an excitement, a delight. May you be happy. Maybe it's enjoyable to resonate with that and then radiate that. So we feel it and we share it. May you be happy. be happy. Just invite you, maybe we'll just have one more phrase, one more quality of friendship, because at times, yeah, you won't be happy. At times, you may not be safe. At certain times, there won't be well-being in the body, in the mind. It'll be a challenging time. May you find ease in the midst of life. Some kind of equanimity, some steadiness of the heart, sensitivity. May you live with ease, even when it's challenging. May you live with ease. Whatever that feels like for you, some kind of inner peace, spaciousness. Some sensitive calm. May you live with ease. Connecting with that, radiating it, giving it generously. If you can. May you live with ease. May you live with ease. Even when times are challenging. Even when the heart wants to close down. That calm sensitivity. With ease, peaceful. Just taking taking a moment to just check in with the body, the heart, the mind right now. Just have a few breaths. Find yourself in this room with these sounds. So we've gotten familiar with how it flows with a dear friend or one kind of being we feel a connection with. And just inviting you now in your mind's eye to have a sense of someone who's sitting near you. You may know them, not know them so well. As much as you can recall them without needing to look, just seeing if it's possible to also allow them into the mind's eye, or maybe they can rest in your heart to some degree. Maybe we see it's be no loss for us, it would only be a gain if you were well. Healthy in your body, clear, gathered in your mind. May you be well. Again, we resonate with the felt sense of how that would be for us. Just wish it to them. Resonate and radiate, if you wish, or you can just say the phrase, or just radiate the energy. May you be well. May you feel safe. Safe from harm. At home in this place, at home in body, heart, mind. May you feel safe. And just tuning into the felt sense of them, making space in the heart, making space in the mind, if you need to. So they can be there without needing anything else. That happiness, that contentment. May you be happy in this moment. May you be happy. Maybe you can feel that. What it would be like to feel that, or even the subtle joy. May you be happy. May you live with ease. to the last few minutes of this practice, we're just going to start expanding the range. So maybe you can just sense the circle of beings around you. Ones in front, to the sides, behind. Maybe it's possible just to have a crowd of beings in the heart. Felt sense of them in the mind, it doesn't have to be so accurate. Or a sense of welcoming in. May you all, in fact, let's include ourselves in this as well, may we all be well. Clear and bright. May we be well. May we be safe. May we be happy. May we live with ease. You might recognize that in this moment, you're probably in some number of other people's hearts and minds being wished well right now. Maybe we can allow ourselves to also receive that as we also offer it. And that spirit may be even expanding to include all the beings in this room. And not just the human beings who've come on retreat, or the insect beings and the birds we can hear. Expanding through the walls. To include this range of beings in this place. May all the living beings nearby be well. Feel safe. Be their version of happy and live with ease. And letting that circle of care keep expanding through the whole community here. Into the earth, into the sky, the trees. All the beings, and across the valley into the neighboring villages and hills. Gathering more and more beings as we go. Heart reach with care, sensitivity, crossing borders and boundaries, people we know, people we would agree with, people we would disagree with. Just wishing them all well. Wishing them safety. Wishing us all to be satisfied and happy and living with ease in life's ups and downs. And crossing any borders and boundaries of language and culture and religion and identity. Across species, so into the oceans and rivers, just gathering more and more, including more and more into this space, around this world, deep into the oceans, up to the highest mountains, and everyone, every living thing between. Some sense of this whole living earth, this living planet, with its fragile life system. May all of life be well. Wishing all of life to feel safe, at home, respected. May all living beings be peaceful and content. May all living beings be at ease in life. May all living beings be free in every possible way. Free. Thank you for your practice. And some parts of this practice can be delightful and you can continue to practice with it, and some parts of it can be challenging and so you can continue and practice with it, or you can put it aside. Yeah, it's really up to you to explore and find what's supportive for you. Yeah. If you want, as Zohar said, this can become the main track of the retreat, or it could be something we can dip into and support ourselves with. It's up to you. What's right? What's supportive? So some people will have a group meeting now. If you're not sure if you do or you don't, then please have a look at the notice board. And when you see that you do, we'll meet you on the grass in the shade of a tree or something like that. And we'll sit together and hear about practice, hear about how the retreat's going for you. So please come if you've been invited. Okay, thank you.